Teacher's Catechism, questions 41 through 50. Question 41. What benefits do believers receive from Christ at death? Answer. The souls of believers are at death made perfect in holiness and do immediately pass into glory, and their bodies, being still united to Christ, do rest in their graves till the resurrection. Question 42. What benefits do believers receive from Christ at the resurrection? Answer. At the resurrection, believers become raised up in glory, shall be openly acknowledged and acquitted in the day of judgment, and made perfectly blessed in the full enjoyment of God to all eternity. Question 43. What shall be done to the wicked at death? Answer. The souls of the wicked shall at death be cast into the torments of hell, and their bodies lie in their graves till the resurrection and judgment of the great day. Question 44. What shall be done to the wicked at the day of judgment? Answer. At the day of judgment, the bodies of the wicked, being raised out of their graves, shall be sentenced together with their souls to unspeakable torments with the devil and his angels forever. Question 45. What is the duty which God requires of man? Answer. The duty which God requires of man is obedience to his revealed will. Question 46. What did God at first reveal to man for the rule of obedience? Answer. The rule which God at first revealed to man for his obedience was the moral law. Question 47. Where is the moral law summarily comprehended? Answer. The moral law is summarily comprehended in the Ten Commandments. Question 48. What is the sum of the Ten Commandments? Answer. The sum of the Ten Commandments is to love the Lord our God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our strength, and with all our mind, and our neighbor as ourselves. Question 49. What is the preface to the Ten Commandments? Answer. The preface to the Ten Commandments is, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Question 50. What does the preface to the Ten Commandments teach us? Answer. The preface to the Ten Commandments teaches us that because God is the Lord and our God and Redeemer, therefore we are bound to keep all His commandments.